जय राधा मदाभा जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा मदाभा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बालाभा गिरिवर धारी 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 यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन 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 जमुना तीरा बनाचारी तीरा बनाचार जमुना तीरा बनाचारी जमुना तीरा मनाचारी राधा मदाभा कुंज बिहारी जया राधा जया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद् हिसेवाइंगवे सैसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद्भिजेबाइंग्वेज भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस्कॉन फौंडराचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराशिमं भागवतं की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी O glory to the assembled devotees, O glory to the assembled devotees, O glory to the assembled devotees, O glory to Shishi Guru and Shigoranga, O glory to Shila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Soman Bonan, Chapter 9, Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna, text number 21. Nayam Sukhapo Bhagavam. Dehinan Gopika Shutaha Jnaninan Chatma Bhutanam Yatha Bhakti Matam Iha Najan Sukhapo Bhagavam Dehinan Gopika Sutaha Jnaninam chatma bhutanam Yatha bhakti matam iha Najan sukapo bhagavam
Dehinam Gopika Sutaha Jnaninam Chatma Bhutanam Yatha Bhakti Matam Iha.
Christian.
Nayan sukhapo bhagavam Dehinam gopika sutaha Jnaninam chatma bhutanam Yatha bhakti matam ihi. Nayan sukhapo bhagavam Dehinam gopika sutaha Jnaninam chatma bhutanam Yatha bhakti matam iha. Na,
not,
ayam, this, sukha apaha,
very easily obtainable,
or an object of happiness.
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Dehinam,
of persons in the bodily concept of life,
specially karmis.
Gopika Sutaha,
Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda.
Krishna, as the son of Vasudev,
is called Vasudev.
As the son of Mother Yashoda,
is known as Krishna.
Jnaninam cha,
and of the jnanis
who try to be free from material contamination.
Atma bhutanam,
of the self-sufficient yogis.
Yatha,
as
bhakti matam,
of the devotees.
Iha,
in this world.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda,
is accessible to the devotees engaged in a spontaneous loving service.
But He is not easily accessible to mental speculators,
to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances,
and or to those who consider the body the same as the self.
Purport.
Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
as the son of Mother Yashoda,
is very easily available to devotees,
but not to tapasis,
yogis, jnanis,
and others who have a bodily concept of life.
Although they may sometimes be called shanta bhaktas,
real bhakti begins with dasya ras.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4:11, ye yatamam prapadyante tanstathaiva bhajamyaham mama badmanu vartante manusya.
Quote, as living entities surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly.
Everyone follow my path in all respects, O son of Prita.
End of quote.
Everyone is seeking Krishna, for He is the super soul of all individual souls.
Everyone loves His body and wants to protect it, because He is within the body as the soul.
And everybody loves the soul, because the soul is part and parcel of the super soul. Therefore, everyone is actually seeking to achieve happiness by receiving, by reviving his relationship with the super soul. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Vedai Shacharvai Aham Eva Vedya, by all the Vedas, it is I who am to be known. End of quote. Therefore, the karmis, jnanis, yogis, and saintly persons are all seeking Krishna. But by following in the footsteps of devotees who are in direct relationship with Krishna, especially the inhabitants of Vrindavan, one can reach the supreme position of association, of associating with Krishna. As it is said, Vrindavanam parityaja padam eka nagacchati. Krishna does not leave Vrindavan even for a moment. The Vrindavan vasis, Mother Yashoda, Krishna's friends, and Krishna's conjugal lovers, the younger gopis with whom he dances, have very intimate relationships with Krishna. And if one follows in the footsteps of these devotees, Krishna is available. Although the Nitya Siddha's expansions of Krishna always remain with Krishna, if those engaged in sadhana siddhi follow in the footsteps of Krishna's Nitya Siddha associates, such sadhana siddhis also can easily obtain Krishna without difficulty. But there are those who are attached to the bodily concept of life. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, for example, has very prestigious position, and thus they have a sense of being very exalted Ishwaras. In other words, because Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are guna avatars and have exalted positions, they have some small sense of being like Krishna. But the pure devotees who inhabit Vrindavan does not possess any bodily conception. They are fully dedicated to the service of the Lord in sublime affection, prema. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore recommended prema pumarto maham. The highest perfection of life is prema, pure love in relationship with Krishna. And Mother Yashoda appears to be the topmost of devotees who have obtained this perfection. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Ramapada Swami Iti Namine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Satarine. Vanchakalpa Taruvyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyaeva Cha Patita Nam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So there is two different types of persons in this world, Prabhupada explains. There is those who are absorbed in the hard struggle for immaterial existence, and there is those who are transcendentalists. So there is a fruitive person and there is a transcendentalist. The transcendentalists are those who actually give up the pursuit of material happiness by enjoying this material world, but rather they trying to become free from the entanglement of the material world. So the transcendentalist is someone who give up the material world, and they become situated in Brahman or spiritual energy. So in the Vedic civilization, those who are in the bodily concept of life, struggling for existence in this material world to be happy by enjoying the senses, they're called karmis. And those who are transcendentalists, they're called gyanis, yogis, and bhaktas. For the karmis, people who are in the bodily concept of life, there's prescriptions given in the scriptures, in the Vedas, that allows the karmis to fulfill the desires, the material desires, and to enjoy by the process of karmakanda. So there's a very organized, systematic process by which we can actually obtain our material desires, or fulfill, our material desires through the codes of religion, by following the process of religion. So for karmis, this process of dharma, artha, and kama is given. And as one progresses in this process of dharma, artha, and kama, then one comes to the point of understanding that actually I have to endeavor for liberation. And then those who come to that position to endeavor for liberation, they start to engage in the process of self-realization. And thus they take into the positions, or they follow the transcendentalists. So Krishna, Srila Sutta Goswami explains that these different types of transcendentalists, the jnani, the yogi, and the bhakta, they are able to obtain three different levels of realization of the absolute truth. Vedanti tattva vidas tattvam jagyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. That the absolute truth is non-dual, and they can be realized by the jnanis as Brahman, or the impersonal effulgence of the Lord, as Paramatma, the super soul, by the yogis, and as Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, by the bhaktas, by the devotees. Now, Prabhupada explains that devotional service only starts for the bhaktas, for the devotees. And with devotional service is that one can have the opportunity to connect with Krishna. One can enter into that realization, into the relationship with Krishna as the Supreme being. And that starts with Dasya, Dasya Ras. So we know that there is five ways of relating with the Absolute Truth, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shanta, Dasya, Vatsalya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. So, neutral, as a servant, as a friend, in parental love, and as a conjugal lover. So, devotional service to the Personality of God, that they start with Dasya, servitorship. There is no devotional service in Shantaras. Although it's a relationship or it's some way of relating, there's no devotional service. And it makes sense. Like, we have neutral relationships with different people. Like, the government, you don't necessarily know or care to know, you know, certain people. Sometimes we say, just have a neutral relationship with someone, meaning that you don't go this way or that way. The person can be or not be, you just don't connect. It's neutral. Prabhupada explains that in relationship to the Personality of Godhead, then there is inanimate objects may have this relationship with the Personality of Godhead. Like the grass, Prabhupada explained, but he also clarifies something. So the idea is that there is not a connection, you just be. You know, say for example, if we go to the zoo, and then we see an elephant. The elephant, you know, is just there. And we have we connect just by seeing, oh, it's there, but, you know, you don't necessarily feed the elephant or you care for the elephant's health. And the elephant doesn't care about you, they just care about eating. So it's neutral. But in Vrindavan, every inanimate object and every blade of grass, every tree, everything has a devotional relationship with Krishna. So we hear that the gopis are envious of Krishna's flute. So Krishna's flute has this very exalted position, and Uddhava is aspiring to be a grass in Vrindavan because the grass have this exalted position, and you know Uddhava is the best of Krishna's devotees in Dwarka, and he is aspiring to be a blade of grass in Vrindavan. So it's a very interesting thing that, you know, maybe we can discuss about, but the idea is that is expressed in this verse, and Prabhupada highlights in the purport, is that for everybody else but the devotees, Krishna is not accessible or easily accessible. So, at best, you come to the position of neutrality towards Krishna. So we can analyze each one of them. For the karmis, they are engrossed in the bodily conception of life. In the bodily conception of life, we cannot connect in a real relationship with Krishna. And as aspiring bhaktas, we can actually appreciate that, because we are working very hard to revive that loving relationship towards Krishna. But we find graphically how we have to constantly be aiming and dismantling our neglectful attitude towards Krishna. We see that very graphically in many of us when we chant, that our mind is constantly neglecting Krishna in the form of the holy name. That happens as long as we're dealing with this process of purification of the bodily concept of life. Lord Krishna explains that those who are totally absorbed in this bodily concept of life, and he's speaking about karmis, is what to speak of people that are dikarmis, that are not following religious principles. They're ignorant of religious principles. But the karmis are actually very exalted. The karmis are within the Vedic system, and they're following the codes of religion. So Krishna says that the karmis, those who are followers of the Vedas, he described them as Bahushaka, which means that Bahushaka Buddhi, their intelligence is many branched. And because of many branched intelligence, they cannot have a focus, determination, that allows them to perform devotional service. And why is that? Why the Bahushaka Buddhi doesn't work? Because the Bahushaka Buddhi is based on these two things, two principles. Bhoga and Aishwarya. Bhoga and Aishwarya, which means wanted to enjoy, the desire to enjoy, and the desire to control. Bhoga, Aishwarya, Prashaktanam. Bhoga, Aishwarya, Prashaktanam. This desire. So when this is present, then this Vyavyasayatmika Buddhi, or which is the type of focus that is required, the type of intelligence that is required to grow in devotional service, doesn't take place. Or to actually become a transcendentalist, doesn't take place. Because transcendentalists, they start to focus on becoming liberated. So that includes also jnanis and yogis, as well as the bhaktas. So karmis cannot have this type of doesn't have the capacity. In fact, the demigods, describe the bodily concept of life in very harsh terms. When prayed to Lord Krishna within the womb of Devaki, Mother Devaki, they say that those who are in the bodily concept of life, they know better than an ass or a cow. That's the level of their intelligence. Yashyatma buddhi kunapre tridatuke swadhi kalatradishu bhauma ijyati. That anyone who thinks that this bag of three elements or three dhatus, bile, mucus, and air, is the self, and wants to consider the land of birth to be worshipable, and then yatirita buddhi shalilena karhishit jagyeshu abhigyeshu shaeva gokara, or someone who goes to the holy places just to take bath for purifying. So these are the karmis, following rituals for prayaschitta, for actually purification, but their purification is compared to the bathing of the elephant, that the elephant takes this very thorough bath in the river and then comes out and starts to throw dust and in their body, so they become dirty again. So if one goes to the holy place just to take bath, neglecting the association of the great sages that are in those places of pilgrimage, then one's intelligence is no better than the cow or an ass. So for karmis, very difficult to obtain Krishna. For the jnanis that are described as mental speculators, now jnanis are transcendentalists. They actually have the focus in controlling their desire to enjoy the material world and to control, and they're focusing on becoming liberated. So they bypass this dharma, artha, and kama, and they go to the fourth goal of life, which is moksha. So for the jnanis, they trying to enter into the or they meditate, or they establish this relationship with the energy of the Lord, the spiritual energy of the Lord. So by the process of studying the Vedas and by the process of mental speculation, they can achieve this realization of Brahman. They can come to the position of understanding that they are spirit, and this level of understanding is called Brahma-Bhuta. And there's freedom and happiness that is obtained in this Brahma-Bhuta. There's freedom from the suffering of material existence. And Prabhupada compares this happiness as more the relief that one senses after being drowning, and all of a sudden you're able to come out and have that moment of grasping air. That's Brahma-Bhuta. But there's not a relationship with the Absolute Truth. Personal relationship is a neutral relationship. The yogis, they trying to reach or understand or connect to the super soul within the heart. They understand that the absolute truth is within their hearts. And they start the process of austerities and penances. By austerities and penances, they focus on this process of yoga, meditation, and they're able to connect with the super soul. They also achieve, they're able to achieve that connection, that realization, or that freedom, that liberation from material entanglement. But also, there is not a concept of personal. It's a concept of there is the absolute truth within your heart. But all of those, when they properly perform and guided, the jnanis, the yogis, they actually culminate in bhakti. Krishna says that those who reach this Brahma-Bhuta stage, they become ready for entering into the process of bhakti. But it's only when you enter into the process of bhakti that you start to establish the relationship, the personal relationship with Krishna, and that's when you start to realize Bhagavan. So, what is it? Brahma Bhuta Prasadakna Nasochati Nakanchati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mat Bhaktin Lavate Param. Mat Bhaktin Lavate Param. Mat means Krishna referring to him. Bhaktin, devotional service begins. Devotional service unto him begins when one reaches that position of Brahma-Bhuta. So, when one comes to that position of starting devotional service, then you can be fully connecting with Krishna. To be able to do that, you have to be connected to someone who is a bhakta. So, for the fortunate jnanis and yogis who are guided by a bhakta, then they can gradually come to that position. The bhaktas are the only exclusive means to obtain the relationship with Krishna. That's how we understand the famous Christian code by which they actually base their faith, that only through Jesus, they say only through Jesus. Yes, for those who are Christians following on Christianity, Jesus is the connection. But they lack the connection with the representative. Also, you know, they sort of have something like that. The popes are to be the connection, or the, you know, the living pope. But anyway, but the principle is that only through the bhaktas, bhaktyaman abhijanati, only through bhakti Krishna is to be known, and the bhaktas are the one who have this connection with Krishna. So we have cases in which, in the Bhagavatam, in which bhaktas instruct jnanis in the process of jnana, impersonalists. Examples of those are Sukadev Goswami and the four Kumaras. Both of them instructed by bhaktas. Sukadev Goswami heard the Bhagavatam narrations and instructions from his father while he was in the womb of his mother. His father is Vyasadeva. The four Kumaras heard from his father, Lord Brahma, who is a devotee. And at one point on the stage, they connected and they moved to become bhaktas themselves. We have the pastime of Narada Muni instructing Dhruva Maharaj, who was performing severe penances and austerities. And Narada Muni gave Dhruva Maharaj the instructions of how to follow those austerities, how to perform, what to do in order to connect, being able to meet or connect with the personality of Godhead. So in both cases you have impersonalists. Sukadev Goswami wanted nothing to do with the material world, to the point that I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to stay in the womb of my mother. For 16 years he stayed in the womb of his mother. He refused to go out. They have no relationship. You stay there. It's like, don't want to have any type of relationship, any type of anything. I just want to be neutral here. In the case of Dhruva Maharaj, he only have a desire to meet Lord Vishnu for obtaining his material desire, to obtain this city of these powers, because they were guided by devotees. Then in the process of realizing their spiritual, realizing transcendence, then they came naturally to bhakti. And when they came to bhakti, they were able to obtain this relationship with the personality of Godhead. The four Kumaras, they became totally attached to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. They were drawn to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And they became great, great devotees. And Sukadev Goswami, we hear him for him. His expression of devotions are most wonderful, and he is the speaker of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dhruva Maharaj is such a dear servant of the Lord that the Lord gave him to administrate the planet in which he resides in this material world. So those are transcendentalists. As far as the karmis, if a karmi have the good fortune of connecting or receiving the mercy of a bhakta, then the karmi also have the capacity to also establish that personal relationship with the Lord. And that's the situation of most of us. That's the situation that Krishna allows with the process of karma yoga. Karma yoga I won't go that far, but karma yoga is perfectly fitted for fruitive people, for people in the bodily concept of life. And Krishna provides that as long as you are guided throughout a bhakta. And then through that, then we can actually connect or establish this personal relationship. So we have to move from this neutral relationship with the personality of Godhead. It's very good that we have at least some sort of relationship. Therefore, Krishna says that those who approach him, they're called Sukritinas. What is it? Chaturvidha Vajante Man Jnana Sukritina Arjuna Artha Jigyasar Artha Ti Jnanavan Jnani Bharatashrada Jnani Cha Bharatashrada Sabda. That they still consider Sukriti, Sukritas, or, you know, they're actually pious. Pious souls. So, it's good that one is pious or has piety enough to actually accept there is God. Well, we have to move from the neutral. How many times we think about God, you know, like, oh, like. Anyway, we're in the process of moving from neutrality into a very personal relationship. As long as we're guided by a devotee. If we're not guided by a devotee, even if we are neutral, which so many people of the world who are pious have that situation. You follow religiosity as a ritual and as a means of actually obtaining economic development and sense gratification, dharma, artha, and kama, then it's very difficult to obtain this relationship with Krishna, to move to this dasya ras. Very, very difficult. If you don't have, and if you are transcendentalist, same thing. A mental speculator, jnanis, if they're not guided by a bhakta, then you won't be able to move to the dasya, at least to the dasya ras. What to speak of the other higher rasas. And if you are yogi, same thing. You must be guided by a devotee to be able to move from, to enter into a higher realm of transcendence. Any comments or questions? Krishna Arjuna.
You had mentioned that the jnanis are have put their focus on liberation, and so in actual fact they not even attending to dharma. So that's kind of very interesting, because they are actually connecting with super soul, and they achieve that. it seems hard to reconcile being able to connect with super soul and disconnecting from dharma. So I was wondering, I suppose, with the disconnect with dharma, how it is that the connection with super soul is still somehow happening because of the focus on liberation?
Well, the jnanis is explained that they abandon duties, Dharma is codes of duties, or you know, you have to follow, you have to, according to your position, you have to perform all these different duties, these different things that you, that are there for humans to follow. They don't, it's not required. They give up that. They give up, they give up actions. So the jnanis are those who abandon all those processes and they just focus on cultivating transcendence and cultivating knowledge. So they become they're the classic sannyasis. So that's what is called sannyas yoga or jnana yoga. So they don't have to follow, they don't have to work, they don't work, they just study, and they absorb themselves on the sort of going inwards to understand basically how to cultivate the knowledge of how everything functions. So they renounce, so they renounce the world, they renounce relationships in the world, they become neutral. So they don't have a friend, they don't have, we hear narrations of, in the Bhagavatam, of such personalities, like, remember the python yogi, that he just lies there in the, you know, if someone give food, great. If someone doesn't give food, you know, if he receive food, it doesn't matter. So those are jnanis. They renounce the world. Actually, transcendentalists are renouncing the world, disconnecting from the world. So yogis and jnanis, both, and bhaktas. Disconnecting from the world. The difference is the connection that you have. For the bhaktas, although you renounce the world, is not that you don't engage in the world. You serve. You see the world as the energy of Krishna, and then you engage in that personal connection with Krishna. It belongs to Krishna, so you see, so it is important. For the jnani, yes, is they don't have to, they renounce the engagement of activities and duties in the world. Krishna says in the Bhagavata, in the sixth chapter, that chapter is called Dhyana Yoga or Sannyas Yoga. So sannyasi, if you don't have the proper guidance and conception, then is not considered very high. Krishna says that there's a sannyasi is someone is more when you actually has become free from desires and from attachments. So if a jnani that is not properly guided or not guided by a bhakta maintains the desire just to become liberated, because that's the desire that they kept. I want to be liberated. And that's their focus. I want to be free from this world. So they study the Vedas and they go deeper in understanding just to achieve that desire. I want to be free. So that desire is what brings them back to square number one. So even if they obtain this liberation, mukti, they still come back because they still harbor that desire. It's not, they don't become desireless. So Krishna says that as long as you have desire, even that desire, you should not give up your duties. But you perform your duties as a transcendentalist. So you become detached from the fruits, but not detached of the work, as long as you have desires. Working in devotion is recommended. So, however, jnanis who are properly guided and who are in that position, there is a much higher position. But you have to be free from desires and attachments to be in there. That answer a little bit. Any other question? Okay. Thank you. Grantra Shriman Bhagavatam Ki Jai.